Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. It is so good to be able to be with you again today. Thank you so much for your support, for your unwavering, wonderful support through Patreon for the work that we do here and being able to show us that you feel it is important as well. And we're so glad that we're all doing this together. So I want to be able to finish what I was talking about last time, and if you haven't heard it, please feel free to go to part one of this bonus episode about online cults and the dangers of them and the wide reach they have as well, which is pretty terrifying. So I wanted to continue on this part with the web of coercion. It's a control mechanism of exploitation. The control exerted by online cults is multifaceted, relying on a combination of psychological manipulation, explicit threats, and a perverse internal reward system. It demands devotion, and devotion sometimes through self-harm, sometimes animal abuse, and sometimes other violent acts. The demands placed upon victims by groups like 764 are horrific and escalate in severity. Victims are coerced into sending messages and images and other sorts of, well, evidence of things that they are doing to themselves or doing to others. And there are a lot of details here that I don't actually want you to have nightmares about. So I'm going to skip over the details. But I do know that in order to be liked in these groups, in order to be kind of respected in this interesting way, you have to somehow be willing to make yourself suffer or to make other living things suffer. There are some cases that have been in the news with different people who are doing things to please their groomers in these groups. And it's very hard to reach them once they're in this mode. It's almost like being in a trance where your whole existence is about being willing to do the thing that's shocking, being willing to do the thing that's most dangerous, being willing to do the thing that's most painful or most cruel in order to gain status in these groups, in order to be a part of the inner circle, which is going to appeal to a lot of people who feel isolated. And you don't realize you're being coerced into this. You think, as it is with most situations where manipulation takes place, that somehow you are coming to the decision-making on your own. And it isn't that there is social pressure and threats. Somehow you don't notice that anymore. It's a problem because these groups can maintain control over people really 24/7 because they're just constantly accessible through people's computers, laptops, all the other ways that they access their social media and all the gaming platforms. And we also know that sometimes people are groomed to share explicit messages of themselves, and that's used for what's called sextortation. It's interesting and sad that there's all this new language around it, too. There is a lot also that then you lose control over once you've given over these images to people on the internet. There are plenty of people who have gotten caught in this by being told, oh, I'll be sure to keep this private just between us. And that was never the intention to begin with. So then there's the use of blackmail and doxing, which is an interesting term, D-O-X-X-I-N-G. And it is a way of really gaining control over people. It's highly effective because it exploits a child's deep-seated fears of social humiliation, parental disappointment, and public exposure. Now that I have this evidence, quote unquote, against you, then you have to do what I say so that it's not disseminated and shared with everyone far and wide. And so there's a systematic approach in these situations to cataloging what's brought in, to leveraging compromising material, to ensuring continuous leverage over multiple victims. And this creates a powerful coercive environment where compliance is driven by terror, basically, and the perception of it being impossible to escape, to get out of this cycle of exploitation. You're also so often made to feel like you have to keep this secret, keep this private. So adults are not usually privy to what's going on. And you're also made to feel like if you shared this with adults, that would be a sign of your own weakness rather than a sign of really good judgment that you're in over your head and you need help. So the victim feels trapped and feels isolated.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.